USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's another weekend of protests by people demanding that everything be reopened, despite people still getting infected with COVID-19. Roberta Baker joined demonstrators in Lisbon, Ohio.
Ohio does not have a dictatorship. And we need to get across to people that we still are not allowed to gather in groups of more than 10. We still are not allowed to gather with our families and our friends.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says some things are getting back to normal in his state, but it has to be done with great care.
Reopening, right? You're on the other side of the tunnel. And how do you reopen? And reopening smartly, intelligently, with individual responsibility. So understanding you're going to see an increase in the numbers, but you don't want to see a spike.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Navajo Nation is getting more aggressive in fighting COVID-19, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Residents of the Navajo Nation will be under the strictest weekend lockdown in the United States. Grocery stores, gas stations, and other businesses will be closed, and essential workers are being told to stay at home until Monday around dawn. The Navajo Nation president made the announcement after a spike in deaths. The tribe now reports 127 deaths and 3,600 positive cases since it first began tracking. The Navajo Nation has been hit harder by the coronavirus than any other Native American reservation.
The Department of Education and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos face a class action lawsuit demanding a stop to garnishment of student borrowers' wages. The suit was filed in District of Columbia Federal Court on behalf of borrowers whose paychecks continued to be garnished for student loans, which is a violation of the CARES Act. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A new Gallup poll says at a time when more people are in need of assistance, fewer Americans are in a financial position to provide help, USA's John Clemens reports.
Jeff Jones, the managing editor of Gallup, tells us the survey was conducted in late April amid the coronavirus pandemic.
In prior years, polling, Gallup usually found more than 80% of U.S. adults saying they donated money to a religious or other type of charity in the past year, except for 2009, during the worst economy since the Great Depression when it dipped to 79%. While the full economic toll of the coronavirus situation has yet to be realized, it may surpass that of the Great Recession, if not the Great Depression.
Volunteer activity has also plunged to 58%. This is John Clemens reporting.
The coronavirus pandemic and years of financial problems have pushed JCPenney into Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Looking smarter than ever, JCPenney.
They say they're going to close some of their stores as it files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company CEO says the pandemic created unprecedented challenges for the retail industry, but Penny's has been struggling to remain relevant for years at a time when Americans have been buying online or from discount retailers. Penny's becomes the fourth major retailer to seek bankruptcy protection since the pandemic began. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.